The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Warning, the contents of this program could help you think for yourself. It's the Peter Boyle Show on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Well, I tell you what, the weather this morning is getting there. I love this stuff. It's Tuesday, November the 24th, the day before the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade, and then Thursday is Thanksgiving. Weather today, look out the window. Bob Dylan said it best, you don't need to be a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. It's rough and tough, and it's good stuff, and it's good for all of us, and the ski areas need tons of snow, and so it goes. Tomorrow's 53, so it'll melt, and the beat goes on. A lot of debate on who should be the Grand Marshal of the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. Cory Gardner's name has come up many times. Tay Anderson. Kyle Clark's name has come up. You know, we'll see. Tubbs is already constructing a float. Tomorrow, the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. We'll see if Bill Rogan makes it in. I have long hated the Republican Party for all kinds of real good reasons. The Republican Party in Colorado. We're not talking about the nationwide Republican Party before that crap starts. We're talking about the Republican Party in the state of Colorado. And yesterday I was getting some text messages, and Julie Hayden and I were texting. She told me that Adams County and Jefferson County GOP refused to certify the election results. Terrific. Way to go. You showed them. You know, you guys didn't want Trump here, and I'm talking about the state of Colorado GOP. And Cory Gardner only got beat by 10 points. Should have been beaten by 15. And you got beat by John Hickenlooper. That's the part that's so scary. John Hickenlooper beat you. And now all this focus is on Georgia. We got to save Georgia. We got to save Georgia. Got to save the Senate. Why didn't we talk about saving Colorado? Why didn't these people talk about that Senate seat was there? That doofus had it, and this other doofus has it now. And I love these people. No, we got to save. We got to have to save Colorado. We have to. No, you don't. So, finally, I hit the point, and I had a conversation with a friend of mine. We did some traveling together, and I said, "Well, why don't we burn it down?" He said, "You've been talking about burning it down, too much to the chagrin of many." It's showtime. You can, and this is going to be a theme. It's going to last on this radio show. Weaponizing talk radio is what I decided this would be. But we're going to urge people to drop their party affiliation, burn it down. And you go on the internet, you can find all these sites and from the state itself on how do you change your registration, voter registration. Actually, I found how you can change your name, which I've considered many times. To change the name on your voter registration, fill out the voter registration form called the PDF on a PDF file. Name changes must be submitted on paper form. They can't be done online. Choose to find my registration, how to do a search, and how to make a change. Take a little work, but so what? Burn it down. And again, I come back to, you know, Adam Smith. I somehow can pull this one out of my ear. Adam Smith, the first economist, did a book called Wealth of Nations, and he came up with this concept about capitalism and how people make money, and he called it the invisible hand. That the baker, he uses the baker as his example, putting the bread on your doorstep in the morning needs to be done, not because the baker loves you, but rather because the baker can make money. That is the invisible hand that moves the bread. So we're going to do the invisible hand. We're going to pull our registration from these idiots that run the GOP. We'll burn their party down, and maybe, just maybe, they'll understand we don't want their bread. Take your bread back to the bakery and put it in your ear or someplace else. And then maybe you'll look at the working man and woman. Maybe you'll look at the people who really have some legitimate ideas, not the stupid Cory Gardner crap or that awful Walker Stapleton stuff, but some real legitimate politics. This young kid, Lauren Boebert, dumps one of their people, and they don't want anything to do with her. Do not kid yourself. They don't want anything to do with Lauren. She scares them. But she's become the face of the GOP. And, okay, we've moved Rogan. Here's Billy Thorpe sending me messages. All right, maybe Rogan will show up in a snowstorm. Cowboy Moving and Storage is a recommended mover. Then we'll go back to the phones. And if you're buying some big holiday gifts, you can store them at Cowboy. They'll help you store them until that moment when you pull them out and say, Merry Christmas, honey. Owners and operators are Michael and Sherry Gill Folsom, family owned and operated by the same family since 1968. Provide residential commercial moves throughout Colorado. Can store your valuables, residential moves. Thousands and thousands of families have trusted Cowboy with their most valuable possessions. We did this. It's just the best. It's the big commercial office moves. And if you just let them come and give you, let them give you an estimate. And they'll come and they'll be coveted up and they'll come in and they'll show you want to move just the heavy stuff or just this or that or move grandma or move in the office, going back to work or coming out of work and coming home. Whatever your reasons are, state-of-the-art equipment, accessories, the guys are the best. Moves to loads to holds to storage. Cowboy's been Colorado's recommended mover. Just let them give you an estimate. Donate a portion of every move to Freedom Service Dogs, 303-789-2200, 303-789-2200, 303-789-2200. Please call them today. Hey, Matt, you're on the radio show, man. Good morning and thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Boyles. My wife and I changed our voter registration to unaffiliated Sunday morning.
Very cool.
But for other reasons. For one, we fear retribution from the Democrat Party.
Right.
And also, when they redistrict, we would rather be unaffiliated so they can't stack against Republicans when drawing the lines.
Okay. I mean, whatever the reasons. I mean, I'd love you to say you did it because you have had enough of them, but... Hey, listen.
That too.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, any port in the storm, right? So, but if enough people do it, I'm serious. This is going to be a campaign. If enough people unregister or deregister from the Republican Party, do you think they'll hear that?
No, I don't. I really don't.
You might be right, because too. That's even more frightening.
I've gone through the... The process through the, through the process of the caucus, and in essence, they have it as a rigged system. They get just enough votes to choose the delegates they want to move to higher levels.
But is it better to light a candle than to curse the darkness, is what Shakespeare asked. I say you light the candle. You know, you bail out on them.
Oh, I agree. That's why we did it.
I love your reasoning. I mean, do you think that the power brokers, the money cats, will get the idea that nobody wants what they're selling, nobody wants the bread?
Unfortunately not.
See, I love you, man. You're smart. I had the same thing last night. I'm working this up. I'm writing it down. I'm looking on the internet, and I'm thinking, what if it means nothing? What if it is the sound of one hand clapping? I really thought that, too, man. You know, like, Matt, you're a wise man.
Well, thank you, sir. No, it was a very easy process. Also.
No, it is very easy. But you can bail out of the Republican Party and stick it in their ear, and maybe they'll hear that.
Yep.
Hi, man. Very good call. Be safe driving, man. Be safe. Thank you. We go to Jesse. Jesse on the radio show, man. Good morning.
Hi, Peter. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, man.
I think that when the American people realize if there's a world government coming, you know, 50 nations led by China. So we have the euro dollar, we'll have the Amero dollar. I don't know what they're going to call their dollars. Easier to unite $4 than all the dollars that are out there, different dollars, the peso and the franc and all of this. So the Democrats and the Republicans, there's no more Democrats, by the way. And there's Republicans, you know, all the Republicans that came out against Trump and crucified him, you know, even then
the Bushes
came out of the tomb.
Yeah, the Bushes and the rest
crucified
of them.
Him.
No, it's, you know, you're on the right track.
Well, the thing about it is what I'm saying is that right now, the Democrats want to be in power, not to lead the American people, and the Republicans want to be in power because the pie is going to be cut. And whoever is in the White House and owns the Congress and the Senate get the bigger cut.
Remember,
that's all the Democrats, you know, and the Republicans are interested in. They're not interested in the voice of the people.
Oh, I have that theory when, you know, music stops, everybody gets a chair. You know, well, somebody has to lose a chair. And what we're watching now, and the media is just, I mean, it's been so horrible for so long. But there's not even a question of anybody talking about anything that Biden's pulling off. He's bringing the swamp back in. You see them. I mean, look who's coming. Look, John Kerry. I mean, for heaven's sakes, John Kerry. So they're bringing the swamp back in. And I give it A year and a half.
Peter?
And, yeah.
Peter, the thing about it, listen, it's not too hard to find an African-American playing in the NBA. It's not too hard to find a Mexican restaurant in East LA. And it's not too hard to find a liberal in the entertainment business.
Yeah, all true.
And the thing about it is, we don't have a media. They came out, they waited 4 years to investigate this Russian collusion.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about a smooth transition. The Democrats boycotted Trump's inaugural ceremony. They just said, we ain't going. Well, it's not your job. You work for the government. This is a work government function. You have to go or quit if you don't agree with it.
You're wise,
so
man.
Talking about a smooth transition, what the hell is a smooth transition? The dossier was a smooth transition.
No.
What has happened is that the American people think that every Republican is a conservative, like saying every religious person has a spiritual relationship with God, and they don't.
But remember,
religion is one thing, and politics is another.
Remember, the swamp or the deep state is full of Bushies, and it's full of these kinds of people, the Romneys and others. You know, they can call themselves whatever they want to call themselves. A skunk is still a skunk, right? So you can... You know, that's not really a skunk. Yeah, it's a skunk. You know, it's like, and you know it, and I know it, and they know it. The media doesn't want to know it or doesn't care about it. But I still come back to the thrust of the show. Burn them down. Burn them down in Colorado. Declassify yourself as a Republican. Become an independent. And maybe they'll get the message that nobody wants what they're selling. In the meantime.
No, they'll never get the message. There's a big disconnect.
Yeah.
There's a swamp. There's a cater between the people and the people that say they represent us.
No, you're right.
There's no longer a government for the people, by the people, and so forth. That's gone. Anybody that lives in this illusion, that's gone. We are seeing the downfall of Rome right now. We're seeing what they already have it stacked against the American people. Trump won all the walk-in votes. And Biden won all the mail-in voters from 12 o'clock
I'm
to
not
4
so,
o'clock
you know,
this morning.
I know, but I know people want to believe that, but we need evidence. Jess, I love your call. Thank you. We'll go to Brian. We have a line open. Hey, Brian, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Peter.
Hey,
yeah, this Georgia thing ain't going to matter. They already got it. This whole thing's rigged. We all got to wake up.
I don't know
important
that.
Time.
I mean, I don't know that
Peter?
Georgia. I don't know about Georgia yet, but go ahead.
Okay, Peter, if we don't stand up now, there's no point in voting anymore. There's no point in doing anything, okay?
What do you call standing up?
You have to stand up and say, no, you're not going to take – you've got to explain – these guys got to explain how they won. That's
no,
how
they don't. No, you have to explain how they stole it.
Okay. Why won't the Dominion people at least come on and say, hey, guys, we want to give you confidence. This is how it works. They lawyered
up, Peter. I can't speak for them. What you have to do. No, come on. Sidney Powell, that's insane. Giuliani now, they have to show you. You can host a talk show and you can say whatever the hell you want to say. You can be a caller and say whatever the hell you want to say. But you still believe me when I tell you this. Believe me, and then I'll give it back to you. If they had it, they'd be on Fox and Friends right now, Donald Trump with his arm around Giuliani, showing you the evidence.
Well, Peter, they got all these courts that are actually
It's meaningless.
They're throwing it out because they don't want to get involved. These courts don't want to get involved. They're threatening all the lawyers. He can't even get lawyers because they're getting threatened.
If that makes you feel better.
But we're living in tyranny time. Peter, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you. Believe me, if Giuliani.
So what are you going to do, Peter?
What am I going to do?
To disagree.
No,
we'll
you're wrong.
We'll
you're wrong. Brian, if they had the evidence.
This was a legit election. You're right, Peter. We'll agree with that, okay? Fine. What are you going to do the first when they come and take your guns? What are you going to do? Are you going to give them
See, this is the stuff that happens on talk radio. Of course, I'm not going to give anybody anything. But look where you
what
just
do you think
look,
they're going to come for,
look
Peter?
Look where you just went. Look how quick you went to where you went. If you got to deal with, you started up talking about what's happening and you're saying it's over and Georgia's a rig. The fight in Georgia should have been fought in Denver, should have been fought in Colorado. But because of the GOP, as we started the show, the Colorado GOP. And I think that Donald Trump has lost this election. I think that if Sidney Power.
What makes
Sidney
you think
Power,
that? What
radio
facts do you have?
Okay, well, it doesn't mean I don't need the facts. The facts are you have to prove that it was stolen, and you or Sidney Power or anybody else can't do it.
Peter.
Ryan.
Ryan,
don't ask me why. Don't ask me why. Show me the evidence that it was stolen.
So you don't want to explain any of the irregularities that they lost.
No, you have to show me where it's a steal. Okay. I promise. No, I don't want to just look at it. Walk in and say, here it is, Peter. The president has
it. Peter, before the first vote was cast, this thing was already called.
Love the call. Be safe. Be safe. Drive Sarah. Be careful. 303. See, and this has been fueled by talk radio. It's been fueled by idiots, know-nothings, jackalopes and foot patters and copperheads that have fueled this. And the president has fueled it as well. Look, if they had it, I don't want Donald Trump not to be president, but if they had it, you'd see it. And don't come up with, what are you going to do? You have to, no, I'm not the one who's saying it. You have to show the evidence of it. And there, that's the hard part. But if you want to take, and I watched this thing twice, and I've spent hours and hours and hours. And now when Sidney Powell attacks the governor of Georgia, again, you want to talk about winning, you're going to win Georgia? And that's why they got rid of her. I mean, finally, the Trump people said, no, she can't do that. But I wrote them down. Hugo Chavez, the PRC, People's Republic of China, Venezuela, Cuba, the Clinton Foundation, these were all mentioned. George Soros, testimony on the internet. Ballots that came in trucks at night. Jersey voters going to Philly and voting. The vote counters in Germany and Spain, you can't find them. Political madness. I'm sorry. I don't want it to be true, but Steve, Steve, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Morning, Peter.
Hey, man.
Hey, real quick, I want to refer you to Black Conservative Patriot, a YouTube channel. I watched it last night. And Patrick Byrne, the Overstock CEO, the former CEO of Overstock, I don't have time to get into it all. They've got more than evidence. They've got this thing reverse engineered from the back end.
Okay, good.
Now listen.
Where's the evidence? Yeah. Where's the evidence of something you saw on YouTube? Yeah. Hold on. Why isn't Donald Trump showing that?
A couple things you need to know.
All right.
You file your suit, then you bring your evidence.
I see.
Looking for summary judgment here, fella.
I understand. Now you're on a clock.
Doesn't have to. Yeah.
They're verifying these votes now. Listen to me.
Look at the YouTube channel because Patrick Byrne appeared on it. Listen.
Look on the YouTube channel. I'll show you Bigfoot. Don't do this to me. Show me the evidence.
Yeah. You're just going to have to wait a little more, fella.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Okay, you're going to have to wait a little
I'm waiting.
More.
All right, man. But, all right.
You need to understand, too, what Patrick Byrne's history is.
Okay. All right.
No, go back a year or so.
All right.
Because he was part of the Russiagate.
He
was dating some of these Ukrainian women.
There it
is. Honestly.
That's what I've been waiting for.
He's in some deep weeds. You're going to have to wait. Yeah,
okay, man. How much time do I have to wait?
Probably till Friday or Monday. I wouldn't do anything if I were Sidney, but I'm a plumber. I'm not an attorney.
I wish I was a plumber.
Keep in mind, she's happy people are certified. Because she's going to blow these certifications.
Okay.
Up.
All right, man. Remember, call me back next week.
The fact that Sidney is the Kraken.
You know why they got rid of Sidney?
They didn't get rid of Sidney.
You've read anything about and getting rid of Sidney was done was done by the Trump campaign itself.
Getting rid of Sidney is a feature, not a bug.
Listen to me. The Trump people got rid of Sidney. The inside of the Trump people got rid of Sidney. Why did they do that?
They did that to liberate her, according to Byrne.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. All right.
Sidney is the crack.
There's a way out for everybody. You be safe out there today, man.
Hey.
You got to look. All right, man. He's gone. It's the email. Look, I understand. This is like religion. There's a belief part of this. It's so strong. And I made the fatal error of saying there was no such person as the historical Moses. He's a mythical creature. He's made up. There's no evidence for Moses. No, there's a Moses because I – okay, fine. Then show me the – well, there is. Show me. Well, there is Moses. Listen, I did not want Donald Trump to be beaten, but he's been beaten. And Sidney Powell went around the bend. And she crossed the line, and this is not coming from the liberal media. This isn't coming from – this is coming from inside the campaign. And they're talking about when she crossed the line. And Giuliani – and they said now Giuliani's trying to cover that up by saying different theories, that she's criminal and they're civil and you can give it – they just don't want to give anything more out to the media to beat them up with. But Sidney Powell – peddled these theories about conspiracies using Dominion voting in Georgia and alleged a conspiracy. She claimed two Republican officials were involved in it, including the governor. And on Fox Business with Dobbs, I'm a big Dobbs fan. He asked Giuliani why Trump had cut ties with Powell shortly after she peddled that theory. And she was on Newsmax. And the mayor said, I think it's because we're pursuing two different theories. And that was you could even see Dobbs grin. And I don't know, you guys, and it's going to get into court. Well, they better hustle. They're going to have to hustle to get into court. Season for giving thanks. Dr. Julie McCallum, it's at the top of my list. She's my doctor. Changed my life. Focus on making the most of your life. Dr. McCallum, the doctors at Cinegenics help. Getting older can be a challenge, but you know how to take care of your body, and you can move through your older years, and Lord knows, right? Keeping at the top of your game, Dr. McCallum can help you get your metabolism and hormones balanced. Here he comes. Rogan comes through the snow. They create programs especially for you that will help you focus, become stronger, and feel in control of your life. Give yourself this gift. Become stronger. Call today and your journey back to health. And she did this for me for a decade. I've been with her. Dr. McCallum changed my life, my daughter's life. She and her partners can do the same for you. Call Cinegenics today. Their number is 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681, 720-387-3681. Jackie answers the phone, and you arrange the free 20-minute phone call with Dr. McCallum. Denver.Cinegenics.com. Call today. You know, this is that moment, and I've been through this. The weapons of mass destruction are there. No, they're not. Yes, they are. You wait, Peter. I saw them. No, you did not see them. Well, no, they're not there. There's no weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden hate each other. No, they didn't. They were together. No, they hated each other. They never had so much as an email, let alone a phone call or a meeting. No, they knew each other. No, they did not. Same thing. I believe it. I believe Saddam knew him. Okay, fine. It's not true. Back after this.
We now return to the Peter Boyles Show.
Saving the day. Here we go.
Slip sliding away.
That's the truth.
You know, the nearest
Paul Simon. That's a goodbye song. It's sliding outside. 710 KNUS, Denver's talk station, saving the day from being intense talk radio. Bill Rogan comes in. And then we got a guy that Stefan found that actually met and knew Lee Harvey Oswald and went to work. So real quick, the pandemic has lots of homeowners and renters reevaluating the kind of living space they need. He's talking to you. He's talking to you. Yeah. Kelly talking to Bill. he can't hear you, man. This hold on, Kel. Let me wrap this. Hey, he wants to talk to you, man. Yeah. I'll turn his mic on. I'm keeping him at bay. Anyhow, let me get again the lots of homeowners and renters reevaluating the kind of living space they need. Extra room, use it as an office, maybe some space for remote learning. Sounds great, but is it affordable? The answer is yes. Mortgage rates are still at a record low, meaning you and you only can save less, there you go, on interest, more on a new home. And you know these people just help American Financing. I refied with them this year, and I'm so glad I did. Call American today, 303. You get in there, 303-695-7000. The guy never did radio before in his life. 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. You don't need headsets. Come here. Sit back down here. Where are you going? You know, this is a fatal mistake, ladies and gentlemen. He was with us, a couple of weeks ago in a new book and on his life.
Had a spike in sales, Peter. Thank you very much.
And anyhow, so I said, hey, well, Billy says, well, it's getting back. I said, okay. So we're right in the middle of the recount. We're right in the middle of the end of the era. We're right in the middle of a big snowstorm. Nice hat, man. Walks back in the door. The man with a plan. Did you know you had that hat on Notre Dame?
I just grabbed the hat, but half my hats are Notre Dame hats.
Right, why? You didn't go to Notre Dame.
No, I went to Duquesne. When you can't get into Notre Dame, you go to Duquesne.
That's the rap. But why Notre Dame? One of my dearest friends in the world is a huge Notre Dame guy.
My dad was a Notre Dame fan. Growing up in New York, that was the main college football team. And he used to bribe me. Wow. If I didn't rake leaves, I couldn't watch the Irish. So to this day, I hate raking leaves.
And Paul Hornung just passed.
Yes, he did. The Golden Boy.
Wow. What do you think about that betting thing with Paul Hornung? By the way, Bill Rogan, everybody knows. Bill, in baseball, works for the Rockies, did a radio show for years and years and years. He's a great friend. And he comes in here in a snowstorm, saves the day because a lot of angry listeners. So thank you.
Did I make them angry?
No. No, you did not. I did. Paul Hornung passing away. And, you know, I told you I met Karras, spent time with Karras.
Yes.
And they were the gamble. Tell the story.
Well, they gambled on football games, yeah. NFL games, which is a no-no. And they were only suspended for a year, which I think is pretty lenient. If that had been baseball, they probably would have been kicked out for good, like Pete Rose.
Karras told me that he bet on himself. They didn't bet against himself.
They always say that. I believe them.
I do, too.
But if you're going to get in deep with gamblers, there's always a possibility don't bet on your own team. I tell you what, I'm very worried about. We're going to see college basketball gambling scandals because all these gambling operations now, legalized gambling, every 2 minutes on TV you see gambling commercials. They're going to get to some of these kids. Are you going to the NBA? No. We're not asking you to lose the game. Just don't
Shave
win by
it.
12 or more.
Shave it.
Just keep it close. Okay.
You know, I told you, Henry Hill, that's what he did.
Sure.
And he did the radio. He's a guy in Goodfellas, and he did. I never met him. He did a phoner with us twice, and he went down on shaving.
Yeah, point shaving in college basketball and boxing's always been the easy sport to rig.
We're talking about fights in Utah. We're talking about Joe Frazier off air.
I love Joe Frazier. He's one of my favorites.
Mine too. I regret. That's my regret because I could have gotten an interview and I didn't get it, and I kicked myself for that.
I can tell you a really good Joe Frazier story. Yeah. It's circa 1981.
Okay.
A buddy of mine. I lived in New York at the time in the summer. And a buddy of mine, we went down to Philadelphia to see a Phillies game.
Right.
But we went early because we wanted to run up the Rocky Steps. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to go where Shibe Park used to be,
sure.
Which is a really bad neighborhood, 22nd and Lehigh. And
and
I knew Joe Frazier's gym was somewhere around there.
It's where Cloverleigh, I think, was the name of it. Or Cloverleigh, I think, was his gym.
Yeah, something like that.
Kronk was in Detroit.
That was Detroit, Tommy Hearns.
But they were Cloverleigh, I thought.
So a guy came walking by, and I called him over. I said, hey, and we're out of place. My buddy Jimmy and I, you know, we're a little bit lighter skinned than some of the people in North Philly. So I said to the guy, hey, where's Joe Frazier's gym? And the guy goes, and he looked at me a little peculiar, and he said, down this way, make a left. And so we go to Joe Frazier's gym. We open up the door, and it's a bright, sunny day, and it's hard to see. Your eyes are trying to get adjusted. And a guy in a purple velour suit came walking over. And he said, what you boys want?
Yeah.
And my buddy Jimmy's like, let's get out of here. Yeah. And I said, we're here to see the champ.
Yeah.
You here to see the champ? Yeah. Hold on. What's your name? I go, Bill, and this is Jim.
Yeah.
He goes, hold on. He goes up these steps. And meanwhile, half the gym has stopped working out. They're all looking like, who are these two white guys here? So this guy in the purple suit comes down and goes, the champ is see you now. So we go up these creaky steps. We go into this room, and behind a huge beat-up credenza is Joe Frazier.
Wow.
And there are like three or four guys in there.
Wow.
So Joe must be thinking, I know these guys. I have to know these guys, but he obviously doesn't know us. But he gets out of his chair, walks around the credenza. Hey, fellas, how you doing? Yo, Joe.
Yeah.
And he hugs us.
Wow.
And we're talking for like 10, 15 minutes.
Wow.
And I'm there, Joe, this and that. And Hey, we're talking about a singing career. Even.
Oh, Joe did. No, he tried. Yeah.
Yeah,
he did.
He's a terrible singer.
Oh, he's awful.
But anyway, so after about 10, 15 minutes, we say, okay, Joe, you know, great seeing you again. Yeah. And so the guy in the purple velour suit walks us out. He gets to the door and he goes, and you fellas can come back anytime.
There you go.
And that was my Joe Frazier story.
I love Joe.
It was very surreal.
Well, the history of the light heavyweights, Philadelphia, Jack O'Brien, all the famous Irish fighters came out of Philly.
Yeah, and they fought at the Blue Horizon.
Absolutely did. And you can read the life of, you know, any of those guys. And they were wonderful, great And it was one of the first places where the ethnic fighters came out of, too, was Philly. Yeah. Philly and Boston.
I remember Matt Franklin then became Matthew Saad Muhammad. He was out of Philadelphia. He was a fun guy to watch fight.
You bet. But the legendary Philadelphia Jack O'Brien.
A little before my time.
Was, you know, long before everybody's time. But sets the stage. Kronk in Detroit. And that's where those guys came
from. Yeah, Emanuel Stewart ran that place.
That's where the Hitman came from.
Yes.
And, I mean, is there anybody better? Nobody. Who's your favorite fighter of all time?
Roberto Duran. Without question. My high school graduation present, my mom sent my dad and me to Montreal to see Roberto Duran take on Ray Leonard.
As a fight.
And it was a tremendous fight.
As a fight.
In the old in Olympic Stadium.
I used to do things in Panama, and I went to the barrio he grew up in.
Wow.
And where he used to fight for quarters. He was like 7, 8 years old, fighting older guys for quarters, because their money's our money. They call it Balboas, but it's American money. And he... Because the guy I was with said, I'll show you where Duran lived. Oh, man.
I would watch him work out in the Times Square gym.
Oh.
And as a matter of fact, he was in the original Rocky movie.
Yeah, he was.
You know, Rocky Balboa, another great Philadelphia fighter.
Well, but you know who he really is? He's Rocky Graziano.
Or Rocky Chuck Wepner.
No, but the name.
Oh, they got the name.
Yeah.
But it was based on Chuck Wepner.
The Life of Chuck Wepner.
The Bleeder.
Bayonne Bleeder.
Bayonne Bleeder.
I know. But remember, the real Rocky Graziano is Rocky Balboa. Yeah. And he's on a lam. He's an AWOL. And he's picking up money, getting club fights, and he's AWOL from the Army. And there was a local wine in Brooklyn called Graziano. And so he's looking for a last name to get onto the fight. And they said, what's your last name? He said, Graziano. They took it off the wine bottle. No, I'm not making it up.
Well, he did a lot of commercials, too, in New York when he was done with his boxing career.
My great moment was Jake LaMotta. I did an interview, did television with Jake LaMotta. I think I don't know if I told you a story.
No, you haven't.
And I adore Jake LaMotta. I mean, he's the Raging Bull. And I remember, like, Wednesday night and Friday night fights, my dad and I saw Jake fight. And but he fought Tony the Zale fights, or legendary fights, Sugar Ray, please. So I'm asking about Sugar Ray. And, you know, because now he realizes about 5 minutes in, I'm a geek, you know, and we can talk about
We're talking about Sugar Ray Robinson.
Yeah, not
Leonard.
Walker Smith. Sugar Ray Robinson.
That's his
real
name.
Walker Smith. Greatest fighter ever lived.
Pound for pound.
Greatest fighter that ever lived. I wish Joe Williams was here. Anyhow, so we're about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and he goes, God, this kid, you know, his light's going on. He said, so he said, we're talking about him and Rock and all that kind of stuff, and he said, it's a wonder, and I don't want to, because he had the pug talk, you know, but he said, I got so much sugar, because I was talking about fighting Rocky. He said, it's a wonder I don't got diabetes, you know. But he said the best fight he ever had was, and I've told this story before, and him and Rocky, they were thieves. They were kids. They were thieves. And he said, but we was educated. He said, thieves.
Honor amongst thieves.
Him was thieves. And I said, yeah. And he said, we only stole stuff what began with the letter A. And I'm buying in. I'm in a straight man because I'm in love with him. And he goes, like a bicycle, a quart of milk, you know. And I'm rolling with him. And we talked about going in the tank. And when he took the price, as they said in water on the waterfront, he took the price. But there was a guy named Carbo that ran. He was the mob guy. And they ran all the fights. And his brother was in wrestling. His name was Wally Carbo, and he worked with Vern Gagne, and I got to meet him.
Oh, wow.
I liked Wally Carbo. Was great. Had big talks with Wally Carbo. But his brother, Frankie, or is his brother his uncle? I forget one, but he was related to the guy.
There's always a Frankie involved.
They ran fighting, and Graziano, if Jake wanted a title shot, he had to lay down in front of a fighter named Fox, and he took the price, and he laid down. He got nailed for it. But you're right. I mean, now today, I don't know.
Raging Bull, best boxing movie ever?
But it's a good one, you know.
I like Cinderella Man. That was a good one.
Another great one. Jimmy Braddock.
Yes.
Yeah, another great fighter. My you know, we were raised, you know, like fighting and, you know. And
I still like the original Rocky movie. You know, they started getting far-fetched, but the original one had a sweetness to it.
It's Chuck Wepner.
Yeah.
And they always, you know, did you ever see the film on Chuck Wepner? Chuck went to jail, you know.
I know Chuck Wepner sued Sylvester Stallone
over the
Rocky.
Yeah, he did.
Thing.
I know, but he fought. Remember the setup? He fought and wrestled Gorilla Monsoon. You know, he did all the great stuff. I mean, he's like,
well, here in Denver, I remember Ali wrestled some guy.
No, he fought
it was like a boxing
Alzado.
Oh, it was Alzado.
Yeah, he actually. It was.
Well, who was the guy that Ali fought? The
Giant Baba, Baba the Giant.
Because it was like a guy, they call him the Crab.
It was Inoki, and there was Inoki.
Inoki, that was the wrestler slash boxer. Right.
But Inoki wanted to, I know the story because the wrestlers have told me the story. There's a thing called a work and a thing called a shoot. And a shoot's real. And a work is a work. And Inoki wanted Muhammad to do a work, to throw it and work. Now, Muhammad, remember, he's not been reinstated. Yeah. And so they needed the money, but to his credit, Muhammad went down, and then he spent his whole time in the back kicking him in behind his leg. And Muhammad even said after the fight was over, he was in bad shape with his lead leg.
But that's right. Alzado fought Ali.
I fought here. I watched the fight. Match. I sit in ringside.
Okay, here's one for you, Peter. Two tough guys. One's a boxer. One's a wrestler. They get in a scrap. Who wins?
Wrestler.
Once he gets him down.
Doesn't have to. He's going to win the fight. You know, that's why MMA, you know, no matter. I mean, and I love prize fighting, but, I mean, that's been proven so many times. I mean, there's been times. There's a moment in pre-war Japan where there was a guy, it was a light heavyweight, that fought a Japanese judo guy. And he won the fight.
Okay.
He tagged the Japanese guy between the horns, and it was a big.
Well, I know you like the MMA. I don't like it at all.
I love it.
And the reason I don't like it, when I was growing up, my dad taught me how to fight.
Yeah.
You don't kick. Girls kick.
Yeah,
and
every martial artist.
The kicking part I don't like. I like seeing two guys toe-to-toe square off.
You know where, here we're just drifting a wide level when you come in, where toe the line comes from, when we tell somebody toe the line? Did you ever read Before the Marcus?
No.
Cool. They'd fight, and they drew a line in a pit. And, you know, and people gathered around. And boxing shoes had three cleats, one in the toe and then two behind it, where you dug in on the line. And when you could not toe the line, you had lost the fight.
Wow.
And so they would stand knuckle to knuckle, toes on the line, and they would soak their hands in walnut brine to toughen up their hands, and they actually broke their hands to toughen them up.
Well, that's what we need to go back to, bare-fisted fighting.
Remember John L. Jake Kilrain and John L. No, see, now you're drifting me
John
in.
John L. So.
John L., man, the great John L.
Yeah.
And he beats Jake Kilrain and becomes undisputed. But they would say, and toe the line, by God, toe the line. And that's why they get 93-round fights, because if you went down, it was a round. There was no standing eight.
There were fights that went 110 rounds.
Yeah, and John L. drank between rounds. And
Have you ever been to Manassas, Colorado?
No. Dempsey has bred his life, though, many times.
Yeah, I'd like to go there.
Let's go see him.
It's down near Alamosa somewhere?
He was swamping bars when he was like 12, 13 years old. you know, he wasn't tough.
Yeah. Ooh. He ran a bar in New York City.
Oh, Dempsey's
son. Yeah.
Godfather. Who's that when they pick Michael up? When they're in the car and they pick him up? And where are they staying in front of? Jack Dempsey's.
Okay, I don't remember that.
Well, yeah, I remember, and it's the police captain, and what's the
guy? It was near Madison Square Garden.
No, it was Jack's bar. Jack and there's Dempsey. A story that Jack's like 78 years old, and two guys jump him, and he beats him. All right, we got to sell something. Sit still. Billy Rogan's here, 710 KNUS. I have not any idea what we're doing, but we'll do it right after this.
We now return to the Peter Boyle Show.
Billy Rogan saving my hide this morning, Tuesday. It is really coming down outside the 24th. Be careful. Amy joins us from Alpine looking at numbers. Amy, what do we got?
Good morning, Pete. And good morning once again, my good friend Bill Rogan. I guess I'm in the presence of greatness yet again. So happy Thanksgiving to you both, by the way.
Thank you.
All right, Pete. So far, we're seeing Monday's gains basically sustained. We've got the Dow currently with good gains yet again, up 330 points. The S&P is up 23. NASDAQ is slightly negative, down 2.5. Again, we've got a short market day tomorrow, and then, of course, Thanksgiving Day, markets are closed. In terms of basically looking at the new cabinet, if you will, we've got Yellen that they're saying is most likely going to be Treasury Secretary, and then I think markets are responding to a little bit less uncertainty when it comes to the election outcome. That's a key point when we're discussing with our clients, Pete. But right now, I'm just going to bring it full circle. It's a snowy day. We're 2 days from Thanksgiving. At Alpine Planning Group, we're thankful for a lot of things. We've got our families. We've got, you know, clients. We've got a good business. We've got a roof over our heads. So remember that, everybody. This is a tough time. It's an ugly time, but we're thankful for a lot of things, and at the end of the day, if you need to talk to anyone about your money, give us a call. But here's to you, Pete. Here's to Thanksgiving, and here's to KNUS. Enjoy.
303-843-0918 is the number to talk to the folks. Investing is a matter of trust, and what's going to happen next prepared to earn your trust. 303-843-0918. Amy, we'll do it again tomorrow, man. Thanks a lot.
See you, Pete.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
9 before the hour and nasty roads and take your time. And Billy's off, so Kelly's got the con. And in the door comes Rogan, saving my hide because angry listeners. It was like the like Frankenstein in the windmill, you know. They're outside. 40 will be the high. It's lousy weather today. But tomorrow, the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. And Billy is such a good man. And we're talking about prize fighting, and we're talking about just media. We're talking about did you watch fights with your dad when you were a kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You remember Norm Early, who was the DA in Denver forever? He was.
No.
Right, Norm, love Norm. We're still friends. African-American guy, grew up in D.C. We're same age. And we talked about my dad. The only black man I think my dad ever said anything good about was Joe Louis. And Norm and I were watching the fights with our dad. He said his dad always cheered against the white guy. And he said, I'm in Pittsburgh listening to my dad. He's in D.C. And they're doing the same game, you know, cheering against guys, you know. But, God, I love the fights.
Well, it's the most pure form, I think, of sport, besides maybe running and
wrestling,
swimming,
wrestling. Yeah.
But, you know, mano a mano, two guys duking it out.
Yeah.
You can't get more pure than that.
And I think that early days it was more MMA, you know, during – the conceptions, then, you know, after we're talking about when they started to try and clean boxing up. I mean, when the Marcus decides to put some rules in there.
Well, I'd like to see street fighting become a sport.
Well,
it is.
There's bare knuckle fights. You can watch them, you know.
On TV?
Oh, yeah, sure. But you got to pay to see it.
Oh, I don't want to pay to see it.
No, it's a PPV. But no, it's like.
But I tell you what, when you see a good fight in person, like street fight in person.
Oh, yeah. Scare you.
Sometimes.
There's guys that you go, no. You go the other way.
All I know is don't try to break it up because then you get involved.
Well, you know, my dad always had this thing about us that. You know, do you ever see two dogs fighting? Another dog comes along and sits down and watches. Never happens. Dog jumps in. You know, man, can't you not do that? Yeah. Like, you hear two dogs are duking, right? Another dog comes down the street. The dog never just sits down and watches.
No.
He jumps in.
Same.
He gets in.
Same with people.
Oh, yeah. Billy.
But I'm smart enough, you know,
now
that I don't jump into fights. I don't want to try to break them up.
No.
Although, you know, when I was managing in 2019, we had a couple of bench-clearing brawls.
You talked about that in the
book. Both times I go out there, and I'm just praying no one cold-cocks me. You try to look like you're sticking up for your team, but also like, all right, get me out of this.
Well, we used to call that selling wolf tickets. He's just selling wolf tickets.
Yes.
Know? He's not in on this.
Yeah.
Or the other kid who wants to hold your coat.
Or you try to find somebody that you know or that you're friendly with.
Get behind.
And you square off with.
Yeah, talking to get behind a guy.
Yeah.
Sit still. He saved us. We're going to talk with a guy that... Coming up also, that new Lee, I'm going to stay for this, the new Lee Harvey Oswald. It's tomorrow's imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade. We'll pull my fat out of the fire again. 710 KNUS, it's nasty weather. Kelly Michaels got the con. Stay here, everyone. It's a Tuesday.